Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Interesting figures today. The taxpayer subsidising 50 private secondary schools right across Ireland by more than about 140 million euro each year. And it seems that the vast bulk of the money goes towards salaries for teachers and special needs assistants, followed then by the likes of funding for capital supports, your school buildings, your IT equipment. And, you know, this is always a source of political debate, Sinn Féin and Labour pledging to kind of phase out this grant aid for the secondary school sector. And the Labour MEP, Éadan O'Riordan, he was talking about this actually in breakfast earlier.
The problem is that what we see in the Labour Party is that the state should focus their attention on the 95% of schools that don't charge fees, that are inclusive. I don't believe that if we were to, you know, reduce or to phase out, as the Labour Party proposed, the support for fee-paying schools, that all of the schools will come in to the state system, the free system, immediately overnight. They have vast resources themselves. That was proven in the past when we did an audit of the monies available to them from their own fundraising capacities.
So I want to hear from people today. Parents, do you feel that the state should continue to fund private fee-paying secondary schools, and how much should we fund them by? Jane is with us on the line today. Jane, what's your view?
My view is that if they are going to stop subsidising private schools, then they need to make sure that there are enough publicly funded secondary schools available in all areas of the country to actually take the necessary amount of children in the area. I had to send my son to a private school because none of the 5 secondary schools in our area had any space for them. So I was left with next to no choice. It was homeschool them or literally beg the state. And I wasn't about to do that. So I made a bunch of sacrifices. I haven't had a new car in 8 years. I buy my clothes when absolutely necessary in pennies and duns. I don't mind. I completely understand that subsidising the very wealthy and the very well-to-do is a very difficult pill to swallow for people who are to the pin of their collar. But there are a section of parents out there who work reasonably normal jobs, who pay their taxes, and who then go looking for a school place. There isn't actually a school place available anywhere within a reasonable driving distance, even, never mind public transport, for their child.
So you'd no choice, Jane. There was just no choice.
I had a bad choice and then I had a private school choice, and I had a very bad choice and then a private school choice. And I'm not going to make any apologies for not putting my son where I knew he was going to be exposed to things that I did not want him to be exposed to. And I think every parent is completely entitled to make that decision. Yeah.
So, but I suppose the reality of this, though, and I'm looking at the figures today and in the Irish Times, like, the vast majority of this money that we're talking about, and I know people hear this headline today, 140 million euro a year, like, it is a huge amount of money, but that money is going predominantly on teachers' salaries and to pay the special needs assistants. So whether that teacher works in Clongowes or King's Hospital in Dublin or wherever they work, they're going to have to be paid if they're in the state system or not.
Well, yes. And if I had had an option that I thought was in any way suitable or safe, my son would have gone to a publicly funded school. And it would have been that simple. I was actually begging people to let me use their address so that I would get into a better category in the hopes. Now, it didn't happen, and I know that's fraud, and it didn't happen, so no fraud.
Yeah.
But that's literally how desperate I was. to try and get my son into one of the local secondary schools, which were publicly funded. And all of his friends went there. He would have been in a much better position to go to schools with his friends there. There wasn't the space. If the government or if whoever has control over these things was to say, let's take that 140 million and let's, you know, build and provide teachers and support staff and, you know, sporting facilities and all of that kind of stuff and build more secondary schools, absolutely take the 140 million. But the schools aren't there. And if the schools aren't there,
so where do you go?
Where do you go? Yeah. You end up making, you know, decisions and then you end up paying for them. And, you know, I'm not saying that any... I'm just going to say I'm also a taxpayer.
Yeah.
I'm not Michael O'Leary or anybody.
No. Stay with me, Jane, if you don't mind, just for a few moments. I just want to bring in a couple of other voices on this. I think Diana is on the line with us as well. Should taxpayers subsidise private schools, Diana?
Hi, Andrea. I don't think taxpayers should subsidise our private schools, and I don't think they are. I think the headline should be, parents are subsidising an inadequate, lethargic education system. And just like the previous speaker, I couldn't find a place and a good school for my child. I never went to private schools. I had no interest in private schools. It was my only option. We gave up holidays. We gave up, you know, clothes. We gave up, you know, school, our cars. We didn't buy a bigger house. We put our money into our child's education. And, you know, had that been available for me locally, I would absolutely 100% have been delighted, instead of trying to get my child in and out every day to a private school, I would have been delighted to go to a good quality school locally. And the thing is, you know, you look at deaf schools, the government understands what a good school is. It understands that schools need more money. It won't give them. So we as parents, I mean, I haven't been to the pub. You know, my child went through a primary and secondary school. Private was the primary, fee paying was the secondary. And I haven't been to a pub in 20 years, Andrew, because I can't afford it. I can't afford the cases of beer coming out on a Friday night. You know, the cinema was a great treat for us. I can't afford to go out to dinner, all of those things. And again, he's in third level now and we're paying third level fees. You know, why are we paying those? Again, you know, it's something that's put on to parents for what is a lack by our government, by our education system. You know, so the idea that we're being subsidised is just insulting. It adds insult to injury because we're actually subsidising the education system, which should be better for all children. And if it was better for all children, if we had a good education system, private schools would go out of business. There's a reason private schools are growing. There's a reason why they're doing so well, because they do a good job. And it's not because they because they have more resources, because my child would be in a class of 30-odd
kids.
They
often do, yeah.
The classes in private schools are usually actually larger. It's that there was a push from the parents all the time on the teachers to do well. And the difference was, when I initially sent my child to a public school, he was bullied. In junior infants, he came home one day with a burst eardrum and a burst lip. I went in, I spoke to the principal. The principal said, yeah, he's a lovely boy. He just has to learn to stand up for himself. So the next day he stood up for himself and I got a call from the school saying, oh, well, we can't have that. So, you know, for me, I couldn't find my way with the public school. There was a small incident at the private school. I went in, they fixed it straight away. You know, it was no money. There was no money that, you know, there was no extra money needed for the problems to be sorted out. The problems were just sorted out. You feel sometimes when you're going into a public school, you speak to some teachers and they speak to you like you're 5 years old, and you're just, you know, it's supposed to be a service, a public service, and all children and all parents should be treated respectfully. They're not in public schools. And they are in private schools. And it's got nothing to do with money. You know, the facilities in my child's school, they were falling apart sometimes.
Right.
But I knew he was safe. I knew his teachers paid attention. I knew if I called about a problem, I knew it would be addressed.
Well, it sounds by all accounts, you didn't have a great experience, Diana. Now, I know plenty others will have had very positive and good experiences in the public system as well. Graham has got in touch. Graham, what point did you want to make about this?
Well, just to agree to a degree with the previous two speakers, obviously everybody should have a local school that they can go to, and it is the state's responsibility to provide that. It is the lack of those places is more acute in Dublin than it would be in the rest of the country, and in particular areas of Dublin. Like, there are certain areas of Dublin where literally the only local schools are private schools.
Yeah.
It isn't the majority, but that is a thing. It should not be a thing, in my personal opinion. It was said a second ago, we don't have a good education system. We have one of the best ranked education systems on the planet, and that's just a fact. That's not to say that there aren't problems with it. There most certainly are. We are the most underfunded education system in the OECD. The fact that we then, with that level of chronic underfunding, still rank as one of the best education systems in the world speaks to the quality of the people working in that system and the students and families and everybody else involved. If we were even funded at the average of the OECD. I mean, we currently rank top 10, top 5 in most categories. Where would we be if we actually had average one? Not even the best or upper, just average. But in terms of private schools, in my opinion, they absolutely should not be funded by the state. And over time, they should be phased out. I don't think they should exist at all.
Why?
Because they entrench generational wealth and they give educational advantage through money. That is not a dig in any way at any parent who would send their child to a private school. Number one, it's your right. Number two, as the two ladies just speaking said, there are times where you shouldn't have, where you just don't have a choice. So in tandem with that, if, you know, be honest, my view is extreme. It's not going to happen. But if it were to happen, that it could only happen.
Labour and Sinn Féin agree with you. if they were. You know, after the next cycle or whenever that may be, I mean, like Labour and Sinn Féin are.
The opposite.
They want to cut.
I wouldn't be a fan of either, to be honest, although I'm not a fan of too many politicians, but they say stuff from the opposition benches. Let's see them actually do it when they get into power, because the last time Labour did, they sold their souls. So I'm sorry, I don't believe them.
Okay. But you think that the taxpayer, you think private schools shouldn't receive state funding at all, then Graham? Should get nothing?
Not a cent. And the idea that, that classes are bigger in private schools, I'm not saying no private schools is that the case, but in the vast majority, no, they're not. They are smaller. That's just a statistical fact. They're anecdotal.
Well, Diana said in her school there, that's in her child's school.
Like I just said, are there exceptions? I'm sure there are. I'm not saying every single private school, but if you average out class sizes compared to public schools, then yes, they are smaller. Yes, they have better resources. There's no argument against that. I'm not saying every single school that's a private school has that, but on average they absolutely do. There is no argument to the contrary. It's like trying to argue water isn't wet. I said none of this is meant as a dig against anyone who goes to private schools. I have family who send the kids to private school. I thought about it myself. I have friends who do, again. But on the average for society, it is a net negative, because it entrenches generational wealth and lets you buy educational advantage, which is an automatic leg up for those students. Can I understand the impulse of parents doing it? Of course I can. I just don't think it should be there.
Do you agree with that, Brian? It sort of gives an advantage to students who do attend private schools.
Yes, it certainly does, but I still agree with private schools. The cost to the country of not having independently run schools, the cost of the country is incalculable. My own background, I had to fund my own university education because my second level was done through Derry. I came first in the intermediate in science and maths and stuff, but I went on to do philosophy. I had to fund it by working part-time, two part-time jobs, and taking a loan from the bank to do a degree in UCD many years ago. I'm 77 years of age now. I would passionately support private schools, even at the cost of annoying the people who enviously look at those who have more than them. And of course, there's always going to be an inequality in society. You've got people who get off their ass in the morning and think about nothing else but making money, and they do well. And then you're going to have people who sit and look at them and wonder why they haven't got money. You're always going to have inequalities. It's just the nature of human beings. But if you don't have private schools where the syllabus is tweaked to suit the real principles of education, which has been almost completely ignored in my experience here in the Republic. I do a little bit of tutoring of maths. The syllabus is vast. Child has no time to stop and wonder at geometry, integration, differentiation, and so on. They're just being taught they're like robots. AI will probably take over from the kind of the people, the way they're being educated at the moment. They're not being taught the whole purpose of education. The word educate comes from educo in Latin, to lead out the potential in each child. That is totally ignored at the moment. They're just being taught to be operatives in the economy. It's dreadful, the education at the moment.
Nice.
I could compare my brother's children who went to private schools with my own children here, went to school in Buncrana. The difference is vast in their achievement, you know, vast. It's
nice.
Just, you've got to have the inequality that derives, unfortunately, from private schools.
They
don't have any leadership in the country, you know.
Shane, messaging here from Shane in Dublin. The private schools serve a purpose in this country, and the parents of these schools pay tax as well. If there are people out there that think that public subsidy should end, then they can own the social and economic consequences of these schools closing. Another listener says, I put my son through a private secondary school so I could give him the best chance that I could, plain and simple. And for the record, I don't smoke, very seldom drink. My hard-earned cash went on his education. I have an average job and I grew up in Dublin's inner city. Bernie is with us on the line. Bernie, I believe your own children, they went to private school in the UK, is that right?
Yeah, actually, Andrew, just listening to you, it sort of turned my ideas on its head, listening to your callers. Especially the
you were convinced otherwise.
Ladies. Well, no, I'm half and half.
Yeah.
The first two ladies about not having a choice, that's abominable. And I think then the government should subsidise them to pay for the fees. But I totally agree with your last caller. Most people send their children to private schools through choice. Smaller classes, better facilities, bigger range of subjects, a whole host of things. And I paid taxes and paid council tax, and I would have felt embarrassed. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am indeed. I'm listening to you, yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I would have felt embarrassed with my friends who sent their children to state schools if I had been subsidised. And yes, we gave up a lot of things to do it.
And so your children went to school, secondary school, private secondary school, was it, in the UK?
Primary and second, for
primary
about 8 years.
Secondary, Bernie,
and
we gave
up a lot to do that.
And it's a very different
family
system
in Ireland,
isn't it? In the sense that the fees pay for everything there.
The fees pay for everything. And yet you still pay your taxes, and it's a choice. But the government here still would pay subsidised children who couldn't afford it if they had the ability and would do better at them. And I agree with Labour and Sinn Féin. I don't agree with
the state
being paid for.
Yeah. So you think if we have private schools here, everything in terms of the teachers, salaries, everything should be paid basically by the parents.
Yes, absolutely. And even the Labour government who come in this year, which I'm not in favour of, they have put VAT now on the school fees here.
This is in the UK.
In the UK, but I think people will still be sending them. And children don't choose to go to them, it's the parents. But when you haven't got another school, then...
No choice.
Like, the other thing I don't agree with is children... I was back living in Ireland 15 years. Children who go to Church of England schools, or Church of Ireland, sorry. If there isn't a Church of Ireland school, then the state pays for them to go to private boarding school. Don't agree with that either.
Karen says that the private education system actually saves the taxpayer money, as the state only part subsidises the child in the private school. In the public school, the state would have to fund 100%. So in the long run, it costs the state and the taxpayer more than 140 million euro. Another listener, nobody is saying you can't send your children to private schools. Just don't ask me to pay for it or for their teachers. You can't have your cake and eat it. If you want private, pay for private, says this listener. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Thanks to Jane, Bernie, Diana, Graham, Brian. Plenty of views coming in about this.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.